Hey guys, this is episode 12 of Phone Boy Speaks. I'm going to talk about why I like podcasting and not doing podcasting, although I seem to be enjoying it at the moment, but why I like listening to podcasting. And it has to do with my dislike for traditional media to a large extent. A lot of the media is controlled by, you know, one of a few large companies, and they control multiple forms, you know, television, radio, newspaper. And really, you hear a lot of the same stuff over and over again. There is countless ads. You are the product, not the stuff that you're actually consuming. It's just, as I say, it's overrun with ads. It's very, okay, it has to be a certain length and so on. And you don't really get a chance to explore ideas the same way that you do on a podcast. There, I suppose a podcast could be regimented that way, but as long as I've been listening to podcasts, have been, for the most part, random lengths. And there's been a few that have been, you know, that have to fit under a certain time frame, or there's simply tapings of radio programs that, of course, have to adhere to that sort of format. But for example, like this podcast I'm recording, I'm trying to keep it around 5 minutes. It doesn't have to be 5 minutes. And that's the beautiful thing. If I want to go long, not a problem. And podcasts generally evolve and get longer over time. For example, the No Agenda Show at noagendashow.com. It's a podcast I frequently listen to in the morning. It is. It has grown over the past 4 or 5 years that it's been on. When it started, it was a once a week affair at about 30 minutes. Now it publishes twice a week and sometimes can be over 3 hours. The typical episode's like 2 hours and 45 minutes. And so that show, for a variety of reasons, would never, ever exist on a traditional radio program, the whole funding model and stuff, the stuff that they talk about. They couldn't get any sponsors and do the kind of show that they do. It just simply wouldn't work out. So they do, you know, and there's lots of other shows that wouldn't work on traditional media because they're too short. I mean, this one wouldn't work. And there's also shows, for example, like on television, that they have to fill a certain amount of time. So some of these shows, like on Discovery, that are half an hour in length, which you only have like 22 minutes of content anyway because of the commercials, but they don't even have enough content to fill the 22 minutes. And you can tell just by some of the things that they do to try and extend the time, right? So they can't just say, okay, well, the show is shorter today, so we're not going to put out as much content. In a podcast, it can be as short as, as short as you want, or it can be as long as you want. It's a lot of it is depends on what the listeners are willing to tolerate. So, but there's no broadcast restrictions like there are, you know, because everything's regimented by the clock, and podcasting doesn't have that. So, and I can listen to podcasts anywhere, anytime. It's time shifted audio or time shifted video, as the case may be. There, I don't have to use an FM radio or an AM radio or television or cable or whatever. And there's so much great free content out there. I don't understand why people listen to the stuff on the radio, probably because they just don't know any better. But I almost never turn on the television except when I watch football or I want to see something actually on the television. But for the most part, most of the content I consume is podcasts or stuff that I find on social networks. And honestly, I feel well-informed, well-educated, and well-entertained. And as I say, there's a whole lot of wonderful people out there producing content that aren't bought and paid for by large corporations. And honestly, the traditional media players are, of course, disintermediated in this sort of scenario. But I like that. I like hearing 1,000, 100,000, a million voices bloom. And okay, maybe it's hard to get the big audience. I mean, even somebody like Leo Laporte only, I think in his biggest podcast, you might get 500,000 downloads. I think you can, and I don't think you have to have broadcast numbers in order to make it as a podcaster. I mean, heck, I'm doing this on my iPhone. It doesn't cost a whole lot to do all of this stuff, to get my voice out there where people can hear it. So surely you're able to find somebody or some program that will entertain you or inform you or something. And my hope is that this program is informative, entertaining. I'd appreciate some feedback if you could. I'm on Twitter and app.net as Phoneboy. I'm also on Facebook and Google Plus. However you want to find me and send me feedback, I'd love to hear it. In any case, this is Phoneboy, and I'm signing off.